Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. In the learning and development and training space, we're getting the questions all the time. And the questions are related to how will AI change what we do? I personally think is our business. What we see is a dramatic change in the conversations in terms of their needs. About 2 years ago, when AI started to hit the marketplace, I remember a friend of mine who was an editor at a newspaper went to her boss and she said, is AI going to affect my job? And he said, no, I don't think so. 2 weeks later, she was laid off. Now, he may not have known, to give him some latitude. The organization may have overreacted to chat, or, you know, they're using tools to now replace editors. I'm not sure of all the details, either is my friend. And as she and I talked, we talked about it. And I said, you know, it's interesting, because I think those things are going to happen more and more. So we can't have an overreaction to AI. But when I think about AI, how is AI going to help people adapt to change? How is AI going to develop soft skills? Now, let's think about ethics. If I go to somebody in AI and complain about CEO, that's an ethical challenge. What is AI going to do that? What is it going to do to solve that? And I think about innovation and managing complexity between teams. How is AI going to do that? And I think one of the greatest things that happens is our proprietary knowledge, the way we do things. Now, we teach coaching here at Progress Coaching, right? And so when I think about Progress Coaching, I think about artificial intelligence. We use it. We have our own AI tool. We're all for it. Yeah, but what we're finding is more and more of our clients are bringing up things like, geez, I'm getting these questions about how is AI going to affect my job? We're implementing new technology. Nothing's changed, everybody. Leaders still need to talk to employees. Employees still need from a peer-to-peer to talk to each other. And here's a big one that I don't think we've mastered at all yet in our industry. And employees need to be comfortable going to upper-level management and sharing their views and perspectives without fear of retribution. Think about conflict. Have we as a society really mastered conversations of conflict? Here's the challenge that AI presents in an awkward way. Information becomes quick. It's readily available. We can build out a newsletter. We can build out a PowerPoint. We can build out an email in seconds. The other day, I used an AI tool to build out an ebook. I built out a 40-page book in my tone with my content in less than 4 minutes. It was 42 pages. Was blown away. So for content generation, it's great. So what it does is it gets us thinking, uh-oh, I can get things fast and quick. What that will lead to, and we need to be careful, is we're going to want fast and quick conversations from one another. Just tell me what you want me to do. No, you just need to do this. I got to move on. And what happens with technology, it becomes in our minds transferable to other situations. We need to be very, very careful. So think about AI. Think about all the things that it can do for us, right? You know, from, you know, building content, building PowerPoints, building video, you know, it inside our organization, does it really specifically adapt to the change that is required unique to us, or the soft skills or the conversations that are needed? Here's my prediction. I believe AI is going to foster a boom in the need for leaders to coach their employees. No, there's AI tools out there that leaders are starting to think, geez, you know, I might get this AI tool to coach my employees at the end of the year review. People who do that better be very careful, because what's going to happen is somebody is going to push back and say, well, wait a minute, you didn't spend any time with me. Now you're using, you know, machine learning and AI to determine my value to this company. I'm telling you, it'll happen. And here's proof in the pudding. Think about when Zoom exploded, right? Zoom exploded. What happened? What did we all want after a couple of years of being, you know, secluded from each other? We all wanted to get back together. biggest piece of advice I would give to leaders is schedule time for people just to talk and chat with each other. That's it. Just facilitate everyday conversations, building awareness of teammates, building commonality between teammates, having conversations that are, you know, strategic in nature and slow paced. Now, I love AI. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But it can't situationally be transferable to everything.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn, and more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.